Be'ez Hashem Mizbach, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Klaim, the loss of Abin and Mixtures in the Sefer Zeraim. The Rambam continues, related to the previous Perek regarding the requirements of distancing, that's not a problem of Klaim, specifically this distance and separation as it applies to planting small areas and what's required. So Rambam and Halach Alf opens up regarding the planting of rows of vegetables that have long leaves. Mutal Israel, it's permitted to plant Shtei Shurois, two rows, Zubitzad zu, one on the side of the other. Shalkeshuin, so you have two rows of zucchini. Ushtei shuris betzidan shaldlun, you have two rows right on the side of that of squash. Ushtei shuris shalpala mitzvah, and then two rows right after that of Egyptian beans. Now, but the Rambam holds, with telem bein called min v'min, you have to have a row, a ditch, a trench that's between every one of these species. Now, but you could have, even though it's right near each other, you could have two rows, two rows, two rows, two rows. Now, avaloy yizra, but you shouldn't plant shura acha shal kishun, one row of zucchini, v'shura acha shal delun, and one row of squash, v'shura acha shal plumitri, and one row of Egyptian bean. No, that you shouldn't do. Two, 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 two you could do, but not one, one, one. Because ava bishad tell him after being called min min, because even though, like we explained, you're having a trench between each and every species, but nation minim elu olin shalahem arukin, but since these leaves of these plants are very long, then mshachin and mstavchin, and they extend, and they're going to get intermingled. So that's going to be a problem by klein. Vimzram shur b'tzad shur, and therefore if you can do one row on the side of another row, you start by calling, it's all going to get mixed together. But nirin can zram b'rvuvius, looks like it's planting in one big mixture. That's a problem by klein. But two, 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 two is permitted. Halacha base. Now haisa sedeu zrua min mimini yirakas. Let's say his field was planted with one of the different types of vegetables that there are. Now he wants to plant inside of this field that had this vegetable planted over there. He wants to plant inside of it rows of squash. So what he does is, he has to uproot from whatever vegetable is growing in that field, a makam, a place, that he can plant in it a row of this squash. And he has to distance between this row of squash and between whatever vegetable is growing in that field, betelem with a trench. Moreover, you leave from that vegetable a width of 12 amma. The isa shurish nishadlu, and then where are you going to make the next row? Because he wants to make many rows of squash. He leaves 12 ammas of that vegetable, and then he makes the second row of the gourd after that 12 ammas. And then he separates between this second row of the squash and again between whatever vegetable is growing, again with a trench. And again, up until the place where he wants to do this. So it comes up between every two rows of the squash, is an area of 12 amas. Now, of a pachis mekam, but less than that is also would be problematic, would be forbidden. Because since the leaves are very long, they're going to get tangled from either side with the vegetables between them. And everything looks like it's just planted one big intermingling, which again is this problem about kalayim. Halacha gimel, he says, shurish shel delas zeruah. If let's say there was a row of squash that was planted, I felt delas yichidus, even just one squash plant. And you want to plant on the side of it grain. Marchik beis roiva, you have to distance the area of a beis roiva, which we explained in the previous parak. Because again, its leaves extend. And takes up a large amount of space. Now, however, whatever is in that area of the beis roiva, that separates between these two different species, that all is considered part of the measurement. For example, a grave, a cell, and a rock, which is not 10 tefachim high with 4 tefachim wide, because if that would be the case, it would actually be separating just on its own merit. But here, it's part of this area-based raiva, the case of anything similar to that would be considered as part of that area that you distance. Halacha Daldram continues regarding a separation in an area, a deep area, and also regarding leaning the different species in different ways, in different directions, which would also be considered as a good havdalah. So hatelem, a trench, or a canal of water, shema mukum tefach, if it's a tefach deep. So darin l'teich ha'shleishim in Israel, you could actually plant inside of it. If it's straight, it's different. But if it's deep, you could plant inside of it three types of grain. You could have echad al svas hatelem mikan, you could have one on the edge of the trench on one side, be'achad mikan, one on the other side, be'achad amtsa, one in the middle. And they look distinct. So therefore, it's not a problem by climbing. Halacha hei, umutl entayir shnei minim mitoch guma achas. There was allowed to plant two different species in one pit. Vafili kishus d'las, and even zucchini and squash, which the Ram had already explained that these are things that have long leaves and they get tangled in. But vuhu, as long as shiyeh min zeh noitl ma'al sevasa guma lekan, as long as this species is leaning over the edge of the pit this way, v'min ha'acha noitl sar sheni, and the other species is leaning the other side. And they look separate, one from the other. Also, if you plant even four types of species inside the pit, and you bend them over to the four opposite directions, it's going to be permitted again because they don't look like they're intermingled. Ram continues regarding planting many different types in areas that are not fields. If let's say someone wants to plant this field, we call minimin, with long rows of every single type of species. So marchik bein kol meisher meisher. So he has the distance between every one of these long rows. Shte amas al shte amas, an area of 2 amas squared. So that's just a small little area, 2 amas squared. Umeitzer v'haylech, and he could keep on going in this row. That actually the area between them is actually narrowing. Ashli yishar b'neim b'sefer meisher, until it doesn't even remain between the different long rows which are of different species. El kosher, even just a minute amount. The reason is shari'in nirin shali nizr babu, because again it gives the appearance that they're not mixed intermingling as they're planted, because you see the gap at least at one point of it. Halachazan, let's say rotzalasa sedeu karachas mekol minimin, something similar but different. We're not talking about long growths. He wants to make squares, which the reason why it's called karachas is because he's like essentially bolding from his field, from whatever species he planted, to plant something else in a square of many different types of species. So layasa b'toich kol beisa, he cannot make in every area of a beisa yosra al teisha karachas, more than 9 of these squares. And kol karachas mehen beis reiva, each one of these squares will be a beis reiva, which the Rama said in the previous parak is around 10 amis and a fifth squared. V'nimtza, so comes at rachik bin karachas v'karachas, you can have between every one of these squares karv le'esr amis parchas rabia, around 10 amis minus a quarter. And the reason is to call beis sah chamishim al chamishim, because since the whole beis sah is 50 by 50, if you do the math and you're going to go ahead and do each one of these karachas, and beis raiva, which is 10 amas and a fifth, times that amount that we said you could have, which is times 9, so you can have between each one of these karachas, which is what we need to go ahead and separate an area of 10 amas minus a quarter. Now, Allah chas, oma bein hamish la karachas. Now, what's the difference between these long rows and these squares that we say they have different halachas? Is sha meisha arach, like we explained, because these meisharim are long, and it's one row, and this row is enough to distance 2 amas squared at the beginning of that row. But vakarachas merubas, but these karachas, they're squared, and that's like a field, and therefore you have to go ahead and make a great amount of distance, as we said in the previous halacha. Halacha tes Ram continues regarding planting many different types of vegetables in a row, in an aruga. Mini irakis, the types of vegetables, she'in derech b'nei adam lezroi mehem, el ma'at. That's not normal for people to plant so much of it. Just they plant very little of it, k'mesh be'anu, like we explained in the beginning by Parak Alf Halacha Tes. So you want to just have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So mut lezroi mehem, you could plant from them, afil chamish shaminim, even 5 different types of species, b'tech aruga achas, in one row. She'shetvachim, which is an area of 6 tvachim squared. Now, but who, and that is, how are you going to do this? So it's like a patch. It's even in one patch. Sheyizra arba minim, you're going to plant the 4 different types of species, ba'arba ruches aruga, with the 4 different sides of that patch, ba'achas b'emtza, and the 5th one, one of them in the middle. Now, ve'yarchik b'min b'min, and you have to distance between each one of these 5 species, k'may tefach ha'metza, like around a tefach and a half, which that's the measurement of how much a seed nourishes, and you need to have that distance, so that they shouldn't nourish and get from one from the other. So as long as you can plant on all 4 sides, as long as you make a distance, a separation from all 4 from each other and from the center one, that's going to be okay. But more than 5 species, one shouldn't plant. And that's alpha pishamachim in them. And even if you're going to distance from them and have a distance of what we said, a tefach and a half, the pishaminim harba baruga kazu, because so many species in one little patch, harim can determine bavu. Again, it gives the appearance of intermingling, which is problematic. Now, halacha yud, b'midrum, when we say the halacha, the previous halacha that you could have 5 in this one patch, is baruga shibachurba. It's talking about a patch that's in a ruin. Meaning, there's no other seeds that are planted. It's not in a field or in the. It's nothing else planted outside of it. But if this is a patch amongst all the other patches, then you can't even plant them in five different species. And the reason is, because even though internally it's okay, but externally it's a problem. Because if you're going to plant every side of this patch, you're going to do the same thing for every side of all the patches that are around it. Everything's going to look like it's intermingled simply because of the ones around it are going to be too close. Now, however, if let's say you inclined the leaves of this patch one way, and the leaves of the other patch that's inside of it the other way, until they look separated, then it's actually permitted. And so if let's say you made at least a trench between every one of these. Let's say it is in a, there's patches all over, it's not in a ruin. But you made a trench between each one of those rows, then muta that, again, that would also be permitted because you're creating a separation. Now, you're not allowed to plant outside of this patch. But like telem, again, like we said, if there's no trench, or if it's not leaning a different direction. And v'fil kenegar akronish al aruga. And even opposite the corners of this patch, she'en behem zer, which doesn't have anything planted over there, like we said, in the case that we described, that you're having five in this patch, which is 6x6, you're not planting the corners, because or else it's going to be hitting perpendicular the other one. So you're doing the middle of each side and the middle of the whole patch. So the corners are not planted. Even so, you're not allowed to go ahead and plant something near the corners, even though there's nothing planted over there, as a gezer, as a rabbinic concern. You might plant it actually a different way. You might plant not the center points of the ends, of the sides. You might actually plant the corners of the patch. And then you're going to plant other things outside next to the corners. And then everything's going to be like, it's all intermingled. And you're never allowed to plant anything outside that patch. Again, unless you have a separation of a telem or the natiya or where its incline is. Now, Lochid Beis Ram says, interestingly, he says, let's say Hoysa Ruga Shisha Shisha, which was the case we were speaking about until now. Let's say it's a patch that's 6x6 tvach. But, and this is where the case is different, V'hoyla Gvul Gvoya Tefach. Now, there was a boundary, there was a tefach high, V'rachav Tefach, and there was a tefach wide, Saviv going all around the perimeter. Then actually, Mutil is Roiba Fila Shmoina Asamin, you could plant in this patch even 18 different types of species. Which again, like we said, you want to have sometimes a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you want to have that you could have 18. How so? So you could have shleisha called gvulagvul. You could have three on every single boundary. And because you're having a distance of the area of 1.5 tvachim. Vishisha be'emtzi. You could even have six in the middle. Where although we said in the previous halachas we only have five, that's because that's the whole area itself. But here, since you're having an added boundary all around, you could actually have a row of three on one side, a row of three, and then the other side. So, and you're having between each one 1.5, as the Ram says, V'yachir bein kol min u'min tefach mechza. So you can have a distance between every single species, a tefach and a half. So you're going to have three on every side of the boundary, because you're having a distance of 1.5. And then you're having six inside. So you're going to have a total of 18 different species in this one patch. But one should not plant a turnip head inside the boundary. Because Shemi Malay Yosef, that might fill up more, that might fill it all up, which again, it's going to be intermingled. And moreover, Yosef Zelda Yisrael, but more than 18, one shouldn't plant. But one could even get 18 different types of herbs in this small little patch. Now, Halacha Yugimel. But the Asla Zroi Baruga Mini Zroi Bin Yisrael. But regarding seeds, what we just said, that's forbidden for plants that are of seeds, not of vegetables. Mimation near and climb, because that does look like a problem of climb. But types of herbs. Since it's not normal for people to plant more than just a little bit of each one, that's permitted. Like we explained, that does seem separate because that's the normal of planting just a little bit at a time. In contrast to zroim, which looks like a one big plantation, there it's a problem. But by yirakas, it's not a problem. Halach yidald. Let's say gvul shoy gvoy tefach. Let's say at a boundary that's a tefach high. And you plant them many different types, like we just explained before. But when the smite mitafach ma'achash anizra, but then they got diminished, it got eroded from a tefach after you had planted over there. Then kosher, then it's still gonna be kosher shay kosher mitchalas, because since it was okay, it was valid when you did it. Even though now it's not a tefach anymore, it's still gonna be okay. Now, look at this Vav. Ram said, let's say Haritza Lamalus Kol Ginasi Mini Yirokis Ram. Let's say someone wants to fill up his whole garden with many different types of vegetables. But Liyachi Benim doesn't want to distance anything between them. Wants to chop around, like they say. So what you can do is like this. Oisik Kolagina Rugis Murubois. He makes his whole garden with square patches. I fill the Shishal Shish, even if they're 6 fucking square. And like what you could do is like this. And every single patch, you make 5 circles. Arba ba'arba ruchesel, 4 in the 4 corners. Ba'achad ba'amtza, 1 circle in the middle. Now, v'zirei min b'chol eagle, you plant a different species in every circle, which is obviously distinct, the circle. And v'zirei arba min macherim, and you plant 4 different types. Ba'arba karnes aruga, in the 4 corners of the patch. Because the circle doesn't go all the way to the corner of the patch. Obviously, a rounded circle does not go to a pointy corner. So in the 4 corners, you can plant 4 different types. Nimtzu tishamin b'chalaruga comes at 4 different types in every single patch. Because you have the 5 circles, 4 on the 4 corners, 1 in the middle. And then you have the 4 different types in the 4 corners of that whole patch. And v'him nir mevdalin zem, is that they all look separate one from the other. And v'ina mafsid, and the only thing you're losing is elam hashabay nigulim b'vad, only what you have between the circles, shumani chachar, that he has to leave not planted, so that you could tell that the circles are separated from the corners. Mubdal and separate one from the other, because if you planted the whole thing, it doesn't look like circles, it looks like all one big plantation. But moreover, but let's say you don't want to lose anything of space of your land, so what you could do is like this. If the circles are planted vertical, so in one direction, so Rei Masha B'Neim Eiv, you plant between them horizontal. Of Im Ha'Yizrim Eiv, let's say we plant it horizontal. Zerei Masha B'Neim Shasi, you plant between them vertical. K'dei Shirom Avdon, so they'll look separate. So you'll actually see the circles, even though everything is planted all around it, because they're going in opposite directions. And that will be valid to have as a not problem for client. As Ram concludes Halacha design regarding these Halacha, it says, Mekol Eilad Vram Nizbar Lach, from all these things that we said, it's explained to you like this. If you have between the two different species a distance that's appropriate for them, that they don't nourish one from the other, then we're not concerned even for the parents of wrongdoing, like we explained. As long as they have that tefach and a half between them, it's going to be okay. And we said you can even have this one little patch of 6x6, you have 5 different species. Now, and so too is the opposite. And at a time when they look separate one from the other, and then they're not concerned from their nourishing one from the other, even though they're right next to each other, it's in the same pit or whatever it is, but as long as one's leaning one way, one leans the other way, again, they look separate. Like we just explained right now, you could have literally like all the species, you don't have one spot that's empty, it's all taken, but since they look different, therefore, either one of those options will avoid the problem about the halacha of klai.